BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, you mentioned that you're going to the football game on Sunday. Who are they playing? The Chargers?
Yep.
San Diego's in town, right?
Yep.
Or LA. LA Chargers, mm-hmm. right? You're in the third. Are you in the section where they have the cardboard cutouts?
I think so.
If I got you one of me, would you take it with you and sit at the seat next to you? Maybe cover up the one they've got there?
It looks sneak like it in.
Me, you, and your friend are sitting there together?
If I'm not allowed to bring in my purse, I'm probably not allowed to bring you in either.
Darn.
Yeah. We looked really it up like because I was trying to figure out the new restrictions and all that stuff. I can bring a purse, but it has to be like 3x2.
I think it has to be see-through.
Does it also have to be see-through as well?
It's got to be made out of plexiglass.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to bring my coat.
Yeah.
I had an idea for a stadium coat for there that I thought was a really good idea. I'm going to tell you, I didn't patent it, but it was a coat for girls, and it had a zipper purse inside.
Oh.
So once you get inside, you just unzip that pocket and pull out the thing, and it's a purse.
It's concealed.
Yeah.
Sounds to me more like a flask.
No, it's just a way to have a purse.
I'm just saying, Jamie.
You put your makeup in it, and your credit cards and all that stuff, and your phone in it.
Yeah.
And then after you get inside, then you unzip that, and then you take it out, and then you have a purse.
And now, a couple shooters.
Oh, when is the last time that you've been to a football game?
Oh, my gosh. I was trying to figure that
Denver
out.
Denver Bronco game.
Yeah. I bet it's been
10, 15 years?
No, I think I've been one time since you and I have worked together. One time.
Okay, so that's been 8 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
It has been a long time.
Wow.
So why not go during a pandemic?
Yeah, this is the perfect perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised you're going.
Why? Well, I'm going because it's a 2:30 game. And I can go because usually they're night games and I feel like...
No. I'm talking about the pandemic.
Oh.
I'm surprised you're going because...
I'm a little paranoid.
Yeah, you seem to be. Yeah. And I'm not judging. Hell, I'd go. If I had a free ticket, I'd go in a heartbeat. It doesn't scare me at all. But with you, I mean, you see... Here's the thing with Jamie.
I guess because it's mandatory masks and there's not going to be any yahoos that don't have them on. You have to have them on.
If you believe that masks stop everything.
Well, I think it helps.
It might help, but I'm just saying, if you believe masks stop everything, maybe so. It's still a gathering of over five. And like I said, I would go if I had a ticket to the game. I would go in a heartbeat, no doubt about it. But here's the thing with Jamie. With me, you know where you stand. I know exactly. I've felt the same way from the very beginning.
Oh, not me.
Jamie.
I'm a roller coaster.
Jamie is, oh my God, folks. She is that car going down the road when you have a blowout. And you start swerving.
It's true. He's not lying.
It changes every day.
It does.
Oh,
He's not lying. He is not lying. I can't decide. One minute I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. We should all just go live. And then the next minute, because, you know, Jolie, my girlfriend, and her husband got it, and they don't feel good. And then I'm like, oh my God. You know, and then it hits me that it's real because then people around me get it. And so I'm just all over
the place. But that's the thing with you. You know a lot of people. You have connections with a lot more people than BJ and I do that actually get it and are dealing with it.
But even beyond that, because that's actual people getting it. Jamie can just read through a Twitter feed, okay, and we'll do a complete 180 on you in a 2-minute period, okay? It doesn't have to be somebody walking through the door there that's contagious or whatever.
Well, here's a prime example.
She can read anything that shows there's a panic, and she panics.
But here's a perfect example. So the Westword just came out with a list of all these places where it's been super spread, right? So I was reading it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. All these super spreading places. Like, I mean, you guys would be shocked if you read this Westword. And so then I went into a panic. But then I started really reading the words, and they said probability cases. And I'm like, what the hell is a probability case?
We all are probability cases.
Right.
Right.
And I was like, that's such a weird word to say. Home Depot had 20 probability cases. I'm like, that is, huh? What? They probably got it. They probably don't have it. So then I thought, well, what the hell is that? It's propaganda. I don't know. I'm all over the place. Gosh darn it.
But here's the thing with you, Jamie.
Yeah.
It's not just the virus itself. You're like that with everything.
Oh, of course. You're
like that when it comes to politics. Mm-hmm. She'll listen. She'll walk in one day, and man, she's Joe Biden all the way.
Yep.
And then she'll walk in the next day, and maybe Biden's not the guy.
Maybe, yep.
He's just all over the road.
I have no idea. You know what? He's not lying. I'm a mess.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to say it like that.
Yeah, it's true. I own it.
Yep. Okay. I think we've settled that. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.